Welcome back. We're going to continue with James. I got one important question, one clarification, important question, and then Jason and Dr. Llewellyn are coming right on. Important things with the flu season and flu shots and what have you, so we'll address that also. James Fetzer, still there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Very good. One clarification and then this question. The treaty with Ukraine that Bill Clinton signed, explain that and what that means and how... I'm getting the impression, it would be, not only would it be okay for Donald Trump to ask these questions, it would almost, by the treaty, it would be imperative that he, and required he ask these questions.
That's very astute of you, Daniel. That's correct. It would be obligatory if there were a circumstance under which the Ukrainian government could assist in the investigation of criminal activities that he raised the issue as the chief executive of the United States. He's the person in the perfect position to do it. There was nothing wrong with the phone conversation at all. And indeed, the complaint and the whistleblower complaint, which has, as I say, the character of a legal brief, when juxtaposed with a phone conversation, shows virtually no correspondence. It makes multiple false claims about who was listening to the call, the content of the call, and so forth, that are discrediting of the complaint. And Nancy Pelosi went forward by calling for this impeachment investigation without having access to either the telephone conversation or the complaint, although it does appear Adam Schiff had the complaint in advance, and I believe he was probably partially responsible for its content.
All right, just to be clear on this treaty, what brought about this treaty under Bill Clinton? Was there some event or something? Or just, I mean, explain this treaty to me. I don't understand.
Well, it's just a mutual assistance, you know, in terms of criminal investigation.
Why did they sign it in the first place? Why did Bill Clinton sign this? Was there a specific reason or just...
Daniel, I'd have to go back. Let's see. The whistleblower, of course, is completely ignoring and oblivious to. The Democrats haven't admitted the existence of this treaty. I mean, it's very typical of their
I know. That's
here.
Why I don't understand. All right. Yes. We got to go. We got to go.
One final point, Daniel. Just as they should have let Bernie emerge from the political process, I believe he might be president of the United States today.
He might.
They are squeezing out Tulsi Gabbard, who, in my opinion, is by far the most appealing. She had the most action and interest after the first two debates, and they squeezed her out of the third. I think when all of this said and done, that Tulsi would be the strongest candidate, but the Democratic Party appears intent on leading to a landslide for Donald Trump in 2020, which I predict will be the outcome of this impeachment effort.
Well, the DNC is communist light right now, today being the birthday of the communist Chinese party. I mean, DNC is communist light right now, so they don't like Tulsi. Here's the question. This is important. When the Mueller investigation was going down and some of the research into if Trump was being spied on or not, there was a point Devin Nunes called for it. I think some other I definitely heard Devin Nunes do it. They called for the president to release some of this evidence, declassify it so America could see really what was going on. Now, that certainly would have helped the president. It certainly would have been very powerful and kind of a kick in the teeth to a large part of the Mueller investigation. But he did not release it. He did not declassify it, even after months of his own party and his own people asking for it. The question I have for you that is very curious, after months and now years of refusing to release that information that would be very helpful for him, he, at the whim, after one person raises their hands and pitches a fit about it, he releases this transcript almost immediately and declassifies it when he could have hid behind, well, this guy didn't have any firsthand knowledge and this is a privileged conversation and we have a treaty. And he could have said all those things. He said none of it. He released it like that. It seems very curious. It's almost calculated.
Well, I mean, this was a very appropriate response to the resurrection. I mean, look, we spent 2.5 years living through the Russiagate hoax, and it was Mueller's actual appearance before Congress that put the end to it. That was a disaster for the Democrats. Not only did he release this transcript appropriately in a timely fashion, I expect a lot of those documents.
No, you're missing my question. You're missing my, James, you're missing the question.
No,
why did he release
it? I think.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm saying I believe that you're going to find a lot of those documents that may have been held back for no obvious good reason are come and emerge into the light now, Daniel, because this is all getting tied together. When you're in the Ukraine and you have CrowdStrike with a server in Ukraine, when you got Biden admitting he's committed these corrupt acts, when he's withhold or threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid to get a Ukrainian prosecutor fired to protect his son from an investigation. I mean, this is a world-class scandal that's going to unfold before our very eyes.
Well, we'll see. I'm not holding my breath. I certainly hope so. James, your book, Exposing the Russia Hoax, is available. Just Google it. It's distributed by Lulu.
Well, Lulu,
you get it very
reasonably. Lulu. L-U-L-U.
Okay,
Lulu is a place to start. International distribution.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for your perspective, and we look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure, Daniel. Anytime.
All right. God bless you and keep you what you're doing over there, especially your case. Our next guests, I think Todd's going to be working on getting Dr. Llewellyn now. We'll kind of wait for him, but Jason's on hold. And the Grown by Nature people, I mean, can you imagine you're setting out to, you're in the vitamin or nutrition industry and you see some things, what have you, and you go and you want to set out and start something better and you think you can. And you just go out the set, you find some different avenues and lo and behold, you create, if not the best, one of the certainly the best vitamins out there, period. That's what Jason Durkovitz has done and Grown by Nature. We're happy to be involved with him. We're a big friend of the show. We love to have him on. We love his products. You all have loved his products. So, Jason, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd, just tell me in my ear when we got Dr. Llewellyn. We'll get Dr. Llewellyn in on this conversation. The Grown by Nature products, and we have several of them out there, we often talk about magnesium, and we'll mention that again. We don't talk a lot about vitamin D, which we're going to add. We're now taking orders for vitamin D. We do have Dr. Llewellyn. Dr. Llewellyn, let me get you in here. Welcome to the Power Hour. We're talking to Jason
hello.
Here.
Hello, yes. Good afternoon to you.
Pip, pip. Hello. Yes. Good
hello.
To talk to you. I love your accent. Cheerio. Why do I find that funny? I don't know. I just love your accent, Dr. Llewellyn.
Well,
anyway,
that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Let's talk about specifically the multivitamin, because we haven't delved into that very much. Tell us about this multivitamin. What makes it unique? Who should take it? What have you? Let's start there, either one of you.
I'll let Jason start.
I'd like to chime in if I can. What is unique about our product, and you'll hear a lot of in the market, to stay away from multivitamins. And the reason why that is, and I agree with it for the most part, is because you're not getting multivitamins or multiminerals, you're getting multichemicals. If they're not grown by nature, then they're pharmaceutically made by men, and that's true for more than 99% of the products on the market. They're all identical. And what they do is they take this batch ingredient with this batch ingredient, they mix them together, and then there's adverse reactions that occur with those chemicals. It's just like chemistry class. When you mix certain chemicals, they become volatile and adversary to our health. So, but in nature, you'll never find any food that has an isolated vitamin or mineral just by itself. They always come. Our food in nature is actually could be considered a multivitamin and multimineral. And that's with what Grown by Nature, what we offer is actually a combination of complete whole foods. So down the line, beta carotene, vitamin D, vitamin C, E, B1, B2, B3, B6, folate, B12, all the way down through magnesium, calcium, all the vitamins and minerals. They're all unique individual ingredients that are all in their whole food complete structure that we put together in a combination package. So there's no adverse reactions within the formulation itself, and it provides nutrients that are deficient in our diet. With these multi-chemicals that are available on the market, you're not receiving that which is lost in our diet. The purpose for supplementation is to replace that which is lost in our diet. And when you try to go the pharmaceutical route, you're not replacing that which is lost, but you're now going to create a whole slew of adverse reactions and mineral imbalances.
I was talking to one of my friends recently, and just kind of, he was taking heart drops. So I got him on heart drops, or introduced it to him, and he really liked it, had some great success. And then as I started going further and started asking him about, what do you take vitamins? Do you take, you know, trying to just kind of see and broach the subject. And, you know, I don't like to run down other products. I'm not trying, that's not what I'm trying to do, but probably many of you heard this. This is a product that's out there. It's advertised every day on TV practically. He said, oh yeah, I take that Centrum One a day every day without fail. And I just wanted to cringe. Ooh, you know, how do I explain to him that what basically, I mean, you kind of answer this for me, Jason. Those kind of products, it almost seems like they do more harm than good. I mean, maybe doctor can chime in that those type of chemical things, they're almost better off taking nothing.
May I just add a little note here?
Yes.
Which is, when you get these multivitamins and minerals together, and they are probably 98% of the market, and they're called natural legally, most of them you wouldn't find those ingredients in any food on the planet. But the United States Pharmacopeia certainly used to say, I don't know if it still does, but due to commercial pressures, don't take, for example, vitamin E and vitamin C within 8 hours of each other, because they will vitamin E and iron within 8 hours of each other in these chemical forms, because they negate each other and they can do possibly harm. There's quite a list of adverse reactions to some of these chemicals, but you certainly shouldn't be taking some of these chemical minerals. I'm speaking just physiologically now. You shouldn't be taking them within certainly 8 or 10 hours of some vitamins, some of these chemical vitamins. Now, that is just a biological fact. And I think if people understood that, because when you eat food, you don't say, I'll have half a cabbage leaf now and another half in 8 hours' time. That's nonsense. So when you find these nutrients in food, they are food nutrients, and they are synergistic. They work well together. When you find them as chemicals in these multivitamin and mineral things, a lot of them negate each other, and they can do some harm. And there's one other thing I would just add to that. There is a lot of science now showing that a lot of these chemical so-called antioxidants that you find in multivitamins actually shorten your life. Now, that's not me being dramatic. That is solid research, and certainly I can send that to Jason. But there is a lot of these antioxidants are actually showing that your life is decreased when you take these so-called chemical or so-called natural antioxidants. And that's one very considerable reason why I do what I do, to try and let people know that antioxidants in a food form or in food are beneficial. Antioxidants in chemistry are not beneficial.
Let me summarize. You just said a mouthful. Let me summarize this. You correct me where I'm wrong here. Basically, you said that when you're looking at multivitamins that are out there, you know, Centrum Silver or One a Day, or, you know, there's a whole list of them. I'm not picking on any one specifically,
made by the same pharmaceutical companies anyway.
Okay. So those type of chemically induced concoctions that at one point in the medical research, it would even recommend, you know, don't take some of these things within 8 hours of each other. I don't know if it still does. You don't know. But at one point that you were taught that, you learned that yeah, the very
and
ingredients
in,
that are
in
this
British
multivitamin
appear at the same time. I haven't looked at it the last year or so, but it was certainly in there as a negative effect.
Okay. So to be clear, many of the interactions that are in these type of multivitamins, these chemical ones that you find in a lot of the big box stores, they have contraindications right in them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they should warn you that on the label.
And the antioxidant. What is an antioxidant? Describe something, if they looked on the label, what would be an antioxidant?
Well, there are plenty of products out there call themselves antioxidants, and they're usually the vitamin C, the vitamin E, the beta carotene, and a form of selenium are the common ones. And they're supposed to stop the effect of harmful free radicals. Now, you stop me if I carry on too much.
No, what's when a free radical? No. What's a free radical?
I'm just going to explain that.
Okay.
Whenever you're generating energy, a lot of radicals are produced to actually give you that energy, and that is part of a normal process. Millions of them are produced every minute of your life, but 2 to 3, maybe 5% escape that process and become harmful, and they are called harmful free radicals. They are implicated in cancers, arthritis, and goodness knows how many other diseases. And they are very harmful. Now, in theory, antioxidants are supposed to mop up and deactivate those harmful free radicals as part of your immune system. When you get the chemical antioxidants that are contributing and becoming pro-oxidants, that means they generate harmful free radicals themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing, and that's why a lot of these studies that have been published are saying, you know, by all means, take them if you want to, but our study is showing that you die 10% quicker if you have this form of antioxidant, or and if you have that form, it's 15%.
Wow.
And I think it ranges from 5 to 15%.
Wow.
And these are big studies, 200,000 people.
Wow.
In fact, some studies have had to be stopped by law of the government in some countries because of the death rates increasing with people taking antioxidant.
This is a massive point that you're bringing up. I've heard this by other doctors. You know, Dr. Rogers even talked about this. Mm. She's a research junkie, and she'll talk about, oh, they did a study on vitamin E, and they found that vitamin E didn't do anything for them. And then when you go to find the source of vitamin E, it's not a full spectrum vitamin E. It's not the vitamin E that you guys make. It's some inferior, kind of almost chemically induced one, like you're saying. And science is proving that these counterfeit vitamins, or for lack of a better word, they're actually doing more harm than good. Would that be a fair statement?
That's my view, and a view of a lot of people that work in nutritional science.
Is there no value in them? I mean, is there nothing good in them that people get out? Or
if you take a whole ton of the stuff, your body's going to get some of it. It's the 90-95% that your body has to clear without it becoming toxic to the liver or kidneys that is the issue. And some disease processes you can directly relate to. The internet's full of this information about damage some of these things do. You see, vitamin E effectively should be in the what is known as the RRR, three R's, R form. And what they do is confuse everybody by saying this should be D-alpha and that should be gamma alpha and all of these various forms of it, effectively forgetting that the way it actually works is in the what you call triple R form. And these other ones actually then, other forms can actually then oxidize and form tocopherol free radicals, which isn't very good. And vitamin E also gets rid of a lot of, people take it for their heart, and it gets rid of vanadium and a few other things that are good for your heart. And
wow.
There are mammoth warnings in the things that anybody on anticoagulants shouldn't touch vitamin E, but they don't say that on the label very often. I suppose it would affect sales.
Yeah, just
my
slightly.
Apologies. I can, but it's interesting that I can tell you, in the USA, about 30% of the adult population has low vitamin E levels, and that is including people taking vitamin E supplements.
Wow. We got about 2 minutes before the break. Last time I think you were on, we spent quite a bit of time with selenium. We have the selenium. We're adding the vitamin D today. Jason, how does it make you feel, Jason, to to know all this and see all this and see your company and see really what you're doing. I mean, this is such a fantastic product. How do people in your industry, the people you talk to, is it hard to get this message across?
It is, because there is so much misinformation out there. And then once the knowledge has come forefront about how the advantage is found in whole food supplements, now you're seeing a whole bunch of imitation whole food supplements come out there. It might say whole food supplement on the label, but when you actually read the ingredients, what they're doing is mixing in a very small portion of some foods, a little bit of powder, of pea powder or spinach powder, whatever it is, but to declare the actual nutrients on their labels, they're then including these pharmaceutical ingredients in there so they can list that they have vitamin C or that they have selenium. But they're mixing in a little bit of food powder and then to declare the nutrients on their labels so they can say that they're an actual supplement, they're putting in the same chemical forms that they're even writing about and to stay away from. So there's a lot of hypocrisy. There's a lot of stuff that I see.
Do they know this? Jason, do they? These companies know this and they're just money to them or what?
Yes, I believe they do. And it's sad. And you know, when people do the research and they come across our company, I've had so many people saying, thank you for being a company that we can actually trust, that we know that when we're looking at the label, every one of your nutrients is declared in food. And it's really sad. I do see the competitors, so-called competitors out there. But after I share with people, well, just read their labels, compare them to ours, you'll see that they're mixing in the same pharmaceutical ingredients that they just wrote a blog about saying how poor those pharmaceutical ingredients were. So
the truth
always prevails.
This is why I am so adamant about this. I love having you on. I thank you, Dr. Llewellyn. I know it's much later across the pond there where you are, and this
right.
is so important. There's
That's
the break.
Right.
We'll come back. We'll come back after the break, Dr. Llewellyn. We'll get more into this. Just hang on. More with Jason and Dr. Llewellyn on the other side, Grown by Nature at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. All on sale. Take advantage.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829. Or
oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. Just reminiscing with Jason. Lost track of time there. All the products from Grown by Nature. And I'm going to ask you the same thing I've asked several times. If you do not get your nutrients from Grown by Nature products, these vitamins, these important things, if you do not get them from Grown by Nature or some of the other products that we sell, where are you going to get them? Because last time I checked, it is called essential. These are essential. And last time I checked also, the soil does not have them and they are not in our food anymore. So if you do not get them here, where are you going to get them? That is a very important question. All the great magnesium, the potassium, the selenium, the multivitamin, which we just talked about, and the full spectrum vitamin E and the vitamin D, all on sale at the Power Mall. These are beyond essential, beyond important right now. Your health is one of your most important assets. This is what you have to have. Global Healing Center products are on sale. The Oxy Powder, the Toxidine, the B12 under the tongue, the foot pads, the Good Health Naturally, the curcumin, the Sera enzymes, the lithium balance, the alpha lipoic acid R, the health point kits. We do have health point kits back now. I know we did have a little trouble. All these are on sale at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations. We do have Oregadent also with the oreganol and Oregadent for your teeth. If you're having any situations with your teeth, give that a try. The Miracle 2 soap is back, the 3x concentrate, back by popular demand. We got rid of it, and you guys said, whoa, hold on. Okay, we got it. So there it is. Get it. Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm from Strauss Heart Drops. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops we always have. The Collagen Power Plus from North American Urban Spice. The OxySil and, of course, the deodorant, which I just love, that Silver Shield deodorant. It's my absolute favorite. If you're ordering something or you're having something shipped anyway, just add a deodorant. Try it out. Give it to your son. Give it to your whatever. It's fantastic and stops the aluminum from going right. Imagine putting aluminum right under your arm, right by your whole lymph system. That doesn't seem like a good idea to me. But you don't want to smell either. Well, here you go. Here's your solution. There you go. We're solving problems today. The Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Getting back to Jason Derkovitz from Grown by Nature and Dr. Llewellyn, it's a pleasure to talk to both of them. I made a pretty bold statement there about if you do not get these type of vitamins and nutrients from Grown by Nature, where are you going to get them? Is it that dramatic? Is it really, Dr. Llewellyn, is it really that bad in our diets right now?
Well, I'm trying to waffle, but to... instead of just saying, yes, it is that bad at the moment. And I would say that if you take the standard chemical multivitamin and minerals, you better swap to Grow by Nature straight away to repair the damage you've done with the chemical multivitamin and mineral complexes there. That's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Because well, there you go.
They do damage you. No, there are just too many nutrients that we've lost from the soil over the last certainly 50 to 80 years, and that's perfectly true. That's not a debating point. And we just aren't getting it in nutrient form. That's why it has to be grown, to try and sort of support what nature's doing. By the way, just to change something very quickly for you, with aluminium and deodorants, it's 8 to 10 times more absorption of aluminium from the spray cans than it is from the roll-ons. There we are.
Really?
That's just changing the... Oh, yes. 8 to 10 times more absorption by...
There you go.
No, you're just not going to get it from food. And survey after survey is showing deficiencies. And, you know, when you get to things like selenium, you're probably getting, at the most, a tenth if you're lucky. And, you know, please God, you got the sense not to take some of these supplements, selenium supplements, because the chemicals that make them actually cause cancer. And they're actually about to be banned in Europe because they are carcinogenic.
Wow.
So that's a good natural supplement for you. Magnesium,
well,
the last survey I had from America showed that over 75% of all age groups and both sexes were deficient in magnesium. And don't forget, that is below the American RDAs, which are considered by many people to be inadequate.
Well, yeah, I thought 75% was low. I think it's closer to 90% when you talk about, you know, inadequate supply.
Probably now. I'm going back to a survey about 18 years ago, and I know, well, if I told you the truth, it's believed to be over 92%. There you are, and I hope I always tell you the truth. But the recent ones are showing over 92%, and that is almost epidemic when you realize what magnesium does.
What does magnesium do? Just tell us, how essential is magnesium? What does it do?
Absolutely fundamental to how your heart functions. And I'm very happy to give you a quick listing that how your heart functions and how every cell, if you think about 100 trillion cells in your body, each needing a spark plug, that spark plug is going to be magnesium. So cells can't work properly without that spark plug in the cell, and that's magnesium. But it actually helps get rid of things like gallstones, ulcerative colitis, all your digestive system. It protects your hearing system as well. And
hearing.
As far as your excretory system, kidneys, bladder, and body odor, and other things like that, then certainly that requires magnesium. Your eyes, magnesium helps prevent cataracts and dry eyes and protects the optic nerve in the retina. It also is very good, 59%, I think it is, of all AIDS patients are deficient in magnesium, which means they have the loss of the helper T cells. And then it's very protective on half a dozen cancers, according to research, inflammation. And it also is very preventative for diabetes, because it balances insulin resistance out. And when it comes to energy, you can't get proper energy in athletic performance, or even don't go to the gym if you're not knowing your magnesium quantity. I could go on for ages. It's very good for lowering harmful cholesterols and keeping the good ones okay, and very protective to the thyroid. Without proper magnesium, the bones will suffer. 64% of your body's magnesium is in the bones.
Wow. Well, no wonder we have osteoporosis. Well, no wonder we have osteoporosis. Well, other than just living a normal life, it sounds like magnesium is not necessary at all.
Well, I ignored telling you about its effect with the sexual system, so I won't go into that. But
well,
actually,
you already had me before then. Now you really got me, Dr. Llewellyn.
I shall be very careful with you. But for it's essential for healthy sperm for the male and for the female. Muscle cramps and all that sort of thing. Pretty
wow.
Generally, proper magnesium will sort it out, and morning sickness and things like that. And menstruation problems are often magnesium deficiency.
Wow.
Well, it also dramatically reduces female menopause. But there we are.
Jason, let me turn to you. And I'm really amazed at the landscape. People are just getting really sicker and sicker, especially in America. I mean, I don't know in Britain, but life expectancy in America, a developed nation, for the, I think, third year in a row this year, is going to go down, which is, I mean, that's unheard of. It's unheard of. Other places in the other developed nations in the world going up, and America for the third year in a row is going down. I mean, it's tragic. And Joyce, a big, big part of Joyce's legacy, that which I am so happy to be able to carry on, is helping people understand their health and how important this is. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of health challenges in my life, and trust me, you do not understand the value of it until it is gone. And so it is such a soapbox issue for me. I want to ask you, Jason, about vitamin D, because everybody talks about the sun. Everybody talks about, you know, some of the chemical forms or what have you, the D1 or D2, not D3 or whatever it is. Tell us about your search for vitamin D and what you've done here with this product, and then we're going to go to Dr. Llewellyn on it.
Well, our vitamin D is actually vitamin D. It was tested by the Linus Pauling Institute, and they had their summary report saying, this form of vitamin D has all the active metabolites and is thus the preferred form for supplementation. And Dr. Llewellyn has a lot more information on that actual study with the Linus Pauling Institute. But if you look at what is available in the market, like you were mentioning, D1, D2, D3, those are listed analogs or different variations of chemical forms. And the most common one you'll find these days is the D3, and it's listed as cholecalciferol. Cholecalciferol is actually listed as an environmental toxin by Health Canada. It's usually sourced from animal house, slaughterhouse byproducts, as irradiated animal fats, cattle brain, spinal cords, or it's coming from lanolin, which is pressed wool grease. Now, I don't know how many people are pressing, the wool together to squeeze out grease so they can get their healthy vitamin D. It just doesn't make sense to me in my mind.
God.
And I know that science behind it is showing that it's listed as being toxic. So our vitamin D is the same form that is found in food. It's got the protein chaperones, which Eric had pointed out in the past, is vital. Every single nutrient, every vitamin, every mineral in our foods is bound with proteins or branched chain amino acids. And without those, which is the carrying or the transporting system for our nutrients, these isolated chemical forms, they just float aimlessly in our body and then create all sorts of adverse havoc reactions to our body. Whereas,
and then you have to get rid of it, right? And then you have to deal with them. Your body's got to detoxify from them, right?
Yeah, but the problem is most people, they take their daily multivitamin. They think that that's the healthiest thing they're doing. They go out and they eat their fast food or even their regular diets they're cooking. And if it's not organic, they say, okay, well, I'll make up for it with my multivitamin to help clean that out. But they don't realize that that's actually probably doing worse for them than some of those subpar food choices that they're making. These chemicals that we're taking
wow.
in the guise of health, we're trying to do what at least I can do this for my body by taking this supplement and doing this. This is the only thing healthy I've done today, but at least I'm doing this wrong. That might be one of the worst things that people are doing. So
wow.
That's one of the issues that I'm trying to portray out there, is that we need to look at what we're actually taking in the form of health supplements. You'll see, as you mentioned before, Centrum. It doesn't matter if it's Centrum, if it's one a day, or if it's Flintstone vitamins. There's only a handful of pharmaceutical companies in this country that produce all the nutrients to all these thousands of companies. They're all identical chemicals. They all have the same adverse reactions, and they just put a different label on it. They have a different marketing strategy. This person pays more in advertising saying that they're a better company than the next, but if you read the ingredients, you'll see they're all identical. Now, if they were all identical and healthy, I wouldn't have a need to be here in business, but I saw what was available in the market, and I saw what was happening with the adverse reactions from these pharmaceutical-grade products, and I felt that there was a calling. God was calling me to say, we need you to stand here and shout it on the rooftops if possible.
Amen. Amen.
I have a lot of people yelling for me to get down there, but I'm not getting down until this message is out.
Don't you dare get down. No, don't you dare. Let me ask you quickly before we get to Dr. Llewellyn, just quickly. We've heard rumors that Big Pharma is starting to buy up some of the, a lot of these natural vitamin companies and natural health companies. Are you seeing that, and what's your feel? It seems like they're starting to take over this industry, or trying to anyway.
That is one of the big names that was out there, Garden of Life. They just got bought up by Nestle.
Wow.
And there's a whole bunch of other companies that have, you know, succumbed to the almighty dollar. And when I started this company in 2005, it was with a dream that this would be a company that I'd pass on to my children, and that they would be able to pass on to their children, and knowing that we're doing the right thing. We stand on the foundation of truth, and we try to get this message out there for those ears that are willing to hear. And for the people that are sharing the message, such as you, Daniel, God bless you, and Joyce before you, this is the people, and this is why we have that relationship where we see the value in this, and we see that we need to get that truth out there, because I am not going to be the company that's going to be selling out. I hand over my heart, hand on my soul. I will not sell out to, you know, a pharmaceutical company and watch them then twist our name around that we built for over a decade, coming on 14, 15 years now with this
Very
company.
Good.
So I can give that up.
I want to get to vitamin D with Dr. Llewellyn, but first, we didn't mention, so it's something that, just very quickly, because we're running out of time, the selenium that you have in your products that we're offering over the Power Mall, this selenium has been proven to lower the chance of cancer death by 50%, or just about 50%. Is it yes or no? Is that
correct.
True?
Yes. And I did separate research on bowel cancer, and it was totally successful. That's published data in medical magazines.
Wow. So everybody in America should be taking that selenium. Cancer is, what, 1 in 2.7 or something in America now? I mean, everybody should be taking that selenium.
Well, they should. You won't get one-tenth of what you need for basic requirements, and the immune system collapses.
Wow. All right, vitamin D, obviously flu shots, people are talking about that, flu, quote-unquote flu season, whatever that means. CVS Pharmacy will give me $5 in store credit if I'll go roll up my sleeve and take their poison. Let's talk about vitamin D. Let's not be getting shots here.
Well, let's just get some facts out very, very briefly. The body's ability to absorb vitamin D declines with the progression of the aging process. That is very straightforward. And the other thing is that also means that if you're in Florida or in the sunlight, you still can't process it. If you're overweight, then that interferes with the body's ability to manufacture vitamin D from the sun. And those two factors, people think, oh, well, I live in the sun. No, if you're overweight and as you get older, you can't do it. It's not possible to do. And that's not my view. That is all of science. And I will tell you just these last three things. In recent studies in America, then 65% of hospital inpatients have vitamin D deficiency, 75% of nursing home residents vitamin D deficiency, and overall 55% of the population in America vitamin D deficiency.
Wow.
Staggering. But overweight, you can't, no matter how long you sit in the sun, it's not going to work. And I'll shut up now. Otherwise,
well, what does vitamin D, let's talk about vitamin D. What does it do? This, at least this source from Grown by Nature that we got at the Power Mall, not chemical, the vitamin
well,
D that we're talking
vitamin
about.
It is vitamin D, the way your body, and it is absolutely essential for a prop. It actually reduces the aging process because, just to put it bluntly, it inhibits the telomeres from shortening, and shortening telomeres are what improves the aging process. It's essential for heart. It's very protective. It helps to prevent strokes. And there's a lot of talk about stem cells. Vitamin D stimulates the proliferation of stem cells. It's just very important for those things. I won't go on unless you want me to.
It's a powerful antioxidant
that stops these harmful free radicals in fats, various sorts of body fat. By the way, it's also very, very good for athletic performance, but it also helps regulate blood sugar, especially with type 2 and type 1 diabetes, especially with infantile. It raises good cholesterol, lowers bad cholesterol. It prevents, is very solid evidence, it prevents insulin resistance. It also helps to prevent obesity, astonishingly. But without proper vitamin D, your joints and bones just don't work properly. It's the muscle strength, muscle weakness, muscle atrophy, even osteoporosis, all of those can be linked to vitamin D deficiency. But I won't go on with about what happens in the nervous system. Well, I will. It helps prevent Alzheimer's, dementia, as long as you have adequate. If you load up with the chemical vitamin D, everything I've just said does not apply, and it is reversed.
Well, Alzheimer's, why does it affect that? I mean, what does it do? I don't understand. How does it affect Alzheimer's?
With Alzheimer's, it's just basically the higher the serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D, the less, it's associated with a higher MMSE test score. It's supposed to reduce Alzheimer's disease by 26% with optimum vitamin D levels.
Let me interject the question right here. We've seen all these statin drugs, and people are supposedly shuddering.
Don't touch them with a barge pole. That's all I'll say about it, and I'll get into trouble for saying that. I was at a cardiologist, World Cardiologist Symposium, where world cardiologists were saying that magnesium is more effective than statins.
What is it? Is that also contributing to the Alzheimer's then? Because we need the cholesterol for the brain?
It's not quite that pathway, but I'd rather not discuss it. I have very strong views about statins.
Okay, well, let's just leave it alone for the vitamin Nazi comes and takes you away over there. We don't want that problem. The flu shot, they're pushing this flu shot. To me, it seems like vitamin D would be a heck of a lot more effective than some wrong strain of flu shot.
A lot of people agree with that, and you don't get the damage from the mercury, the formaldehyde, or the aluminium in the flu shot.
Why is it that the medical profession is so closed-mouthed about vaccines? But you've been willing to say something. I mean, I'm not trying to get you in trouble or put words in your mouth.
I'm used to getting in trouble.
I could tell. You're a Power Hour type person. I could tell.
I've had my death threats as well.
Why is it such a hot button? Why is there so much pressure? Why is it just this fanatical push by, I don't know who, big pharma, whatever, that if you even question vaccines, it's like, oh my gosh, you're the worst thing since Hitler. It's crazy.
Well, the first thing I would say, it is very important that each person makes their own decision. And each person, if they listen to me, should go out and check and make their own decision. And there is a lot of evidence that the old-fashioned vaccines were helpful, and there's no question about that. Modern vaccines certainly can be seen to reduce some diseases. My view is they cause others. You cannot put the second most toxic metal on the planet, mercury, into people's young children without a byproduct. And I could talk to you about that quite a lot. But there's been a lot of benefit from it. Long term, I think that it causes other, the formaldehyde and mercury. And it's the, all right, people will argue, is it an ethyl mercury? Is it a methyl mercury? Well, here's the news. They're both listed as neurotoxicants. So it doesn't matter which form, but they say that the thimerosal form that you get in vaccine is the ethyl, which is safer than the methyl. Well, they're both listed as neurodamaging.
Well, that's... We got 2 minutes left. Jason, we also offer your potassium from Grown by Nature. Tell me, why is that so important? What is the potassium doing? We got about 2 minutes.
I know potassium is extremely helpful for, like heart and also for, cramping. I've had a number of people, report back to me that, you know, the magnesium and potassium together has, helped a lot of people with their restless legs. The Jimmy legs at night and stuff like that. For athletes, we burn a lot of, well, I consider myself still an athlete here. I still play some baseball and prone to, tight muscles and everything like that. But since, just keeping up with my magnesium potassium, I know it's definitely helping me to stay looser and to avoid, muscle pulls and stuff like that. But Eric is really a,
yeah, I just add one thing because I know you're short on time. Women shouldn't take chemical potassium because it gets rid of the iron and manganese and a couple of other things.
Well, gentlemen, it's a pleasure as always to talk to you. I am just really honored. This is very important. I hope people take advantage of this information. The products are on sale at the Power Mall. Please buy from the good guys. Please support us. You need this product, and we ask that you don't support Amazon or things like that. Support us, will you? Yeah. God bless you. We'll be here tomorrow. Dr. Group will be here tomorrow. Big day. So, Jason, Dr. Llewellyn, it's a pleasure. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all that you do, you two.
Good afternoon, Dan. You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. God keep y'all. We'll talk to you soon, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. Happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. ThePowerHour.com. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.